Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Adaptimmune Therapeutics, also known by its ticker ADAP. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this biotech player to uncover what makes it tick, where it's struggling, and what the future might hold. Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis, sprinkled with some key insights to keep you engaged and informed. Grab a coffee, and let's get started. Quick overview of Adaptimmune Therapeutics. For those who might not be super familiar with Adaptimmune Therapeutics, let's set the stage. This is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company focused on developing novel cancer immunotherapy products. They're in the biotech industry, part of the broader healthcare sector, and they're working on some cutting-edge T-cell therapies aimed at treating various cancers. Based out of the UK, they've got a global footprint and are pushing hard to bring innovative treatments to market. Their mission is bold, but as we'll see, the road to success in biotech is never a straight line. So, where do they stand right now? Recent news and performance snapshot. Let's kick things off with a quick look at what's been happening with Adaptimmune lately. Based on the latest news updates, there's been a mix of optimism and caution surrounding the company. Some headlines highlight progress in their clinical trials, with promising early data on their T-cell therapies potentially addressing unmet needs in cancer treatment. However, there are also whispers of challenges, like delays in trial timelines or regulatory hurdles that could slow down their path to commercialization. These are the kinds of game changers that can swing a biotech stock in either direction, so keep an eye on these developments. Performance-wise, Adaptimmune has had a rocky ride. Over the past few months, their stock has shown volatility, some short-term gains in the last week or so, but a more uneven trend over the past 3 and 6 months. Looking longer term, the 1 year and 5 year performance metrics suggest they've struggled to maintain consistent upward momentum, which isn't uncommon in the biotech space, where results are often tied to clinical milestones. Compared to their industry peers, they're lagging in some key areas, but there's still potential for a breakout if they hit the right catalysts. Let's dig deeper into what's driving this with our SWOT analysis. Strengths: innovative pipeline. Adaptimmune is carving out a niche in the cancer immunotherapy space with their T-cell receptor therapies. Their focus on personalized treatments for solid tumors is a big deal, as this is an area with huge unmet medical needs. If they can deliver, this could position them as a leader in a high-growth segment of biotech. Solid cash position. Looking at their balance sheet, they've got a decent amount of cash and cash equivalents on hand. This gives them a runway to fund ongoing clinical trials and R&D without immediately needing to tap into debt or dilute shareholders with new equity raises. For a biotech at this stage, that's a critical strength. Strategic focus. Their mission is laser-focused on oncology, and recent earnings call transcripts suggest management is doubling down on key programs with the highest potential for near-term results. This kind of discipline can pay off big if they hit a home run with a therapy approval. Weaknesses: revenue struggles. Let's be real, Adaptimmune isn't generating significant revenue yet. Their income statements show they're still very much in the spend now, earn later phase, which is typical for clinical stage biotechs, but still a risk for investors. Net income is deep in the red, and that's something to watch. High R&D costs. Speaking of spending, their cash burn is substantial. R&D expenses are eating up a huge chunk of their resources, and while that's necessary to push therapies forward, it leaves little room for error. If a trial fails or gets delayed, the financial hit could be brutal. Market volatility. Their stock performance metrics show they're highly sensitive to news and clinical updates. For long-term investors, this kind of volatility can be nerve-wracking, especially since their return on equity and return on invested capital are underwhelming compared to industry averages. Opportunities: clinical milestones ahead. Here's where things get exciting. Adaptimmune has several key clinical trials in progress, and positive data readouts or regulatory approvals could be massive catalysts. Based on earnings call summaries, management seems optimistic about upcoming results, and if they deliver, we could see a significant re-rating of the stock. Growing immunotherapy market. The broader industry trend is in their favor. Cancer immunotherapy is a hot space with growing demand for innovative treatments. If Adaptimmune can capture even a small slice of this market, the upside potential is enormous, especially given their current market cap. Partnership potential. While not explicitly mentioned in recent news, biotechs like Adaptimmune often attract partnerships or buyout interest from larger pharma players. Their specialized focus on T-cell therapies could make them a prime target if their data continues to impress. Threats. Regulatory risks. Biotech is a minefield when it comes to regulation. Any hiccup with the FDA or other agencies could derail their timeline for getting therapies to market. Recent news hints at some uncertainty around trial progress, and that's a red flag for investors. Competitive pressure. The immunotherapy space is crowded, with big players and other innovative startups vying for the same slice of the pie. Adaptimmune's industry performance metrics show they're not leading the pack, and they'll need to differentiate themselves to stay relevant. Financial sustainability. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming yet, but if cash burn continues without meaningful revenue or funding, they might need to take on more debt or issue shares, both of which could hurt shareholder value. Free cash flow is negative, and that's a persistent threat for a company at this stage. Valuation insights and long-term perspective. Before we wrap up, let's touch on valuation. Adaptimmune's forward PE ratio isn't particularly meaningful right now, since they're not profitable, but their price-to-sales ratio suggests the market is pricing in some growth potential. Compared to industry averages, they're not outrageously overvalued, but the lack of earnings means you're betting purely on future success. For long-term investors, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. Think of it as planting a seed that could grow into a massive tree, but only if the conditions are right. Looking at their financials, revenue growth is still minimal, but if their pipeline delivers, analysts' estimates suggest there could be a significant ramp-up in the coming years. On the flip side, their debt levels are something to monitor. While not critical now, any misstep could force them into a tougher financial position. Short-term trends might be choppy, with news-driven spikes and dips, but for those with a multi-year horizon, it's all about whether they can execute on their clinical goals. Closing thoughts. So where does Adaptimmune Therapeutics stand for long-term investors? It's a classic biotech gamble, huge potential if their therapies pan out, but plenty of risks along the way. Their innovative pipeline and cash reserves are solid strengths, but the lack of revenue and high cash burn are real concerns. Opportunities lie in clinical wins and a booming immunotherapy market, while threats like regulatory setbacks and competition loom large. For those of you willing to stomach the volatility, this could be a stock to watch, but it's not for the faint of heart. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into Adaptimmune. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Adaptimmune as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.